Every month, a group of women who work at the Seattle Art Museum get together for their book club. Last week, they met to talk about the book, The Monuments Men, that inspired the movie. That's when Sam's Sarah Berman asked,
"Hey, you guys, did you know?" And nobody knew. Nobody knew that he was part of that history.
She's talking about Sherman Lee, an Asian art expert who served as associate director at the museum in the late 1940s.
He actually came to Seattle after finishing his service in the Navy and in the Monuments, Fine Arts, and Archives section of the Allied Armed Forces.
As a monuments man, Lee helped preserve cultural treasures in Japan. He helped establish Sam's European collection. He also taught at the UW before moving on to the Cleveland Museum. The other local monuments man was Theodore Allen Heinrich of Tacoma. After World War II, according to an online biography, Heinrich remained in Germany to help rebuild war-damaged museums and libraries. Neither of these men, who have since passed away, are portrayed in the George Clooney film. But art historian Susan Casteras of the UW says the film brings new attention to the entire group of curators and historians who were
at the top of their game, at the top of their careers, who agreed to serve in this capacity. They were serving humanity and art.
Washington State Senator Maria Cantwell wants to award congressional gold medals to all 350 monuments men. She's co-sponsored a bill that would honor the group, who ended up returning more than 5 million items stolen by Hitler. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.